A letter to all human beings. We face many problems that unfortunately can't be fixed. We can't bring back tigers after they are gone. We can't do anything after a nuclear war. We can't remove corruption from politics because it permeates it, because it is politics. While these problems have no solutions, there is something gentle, wise, and wonderful that can be done. The irreparable can be prevented from occurring. The events leading to disasters can be collapsed. There are two powerful measures that people of the world must institute immediately: real schools and the Global Poverty Ending Bank. The bank does not make a person rich. The money is only meant for food and some savings. $100 per day in 2020 money, constantly adjusted for inflation. There are ways to ensure one card per person, but card fraud does not matter. Only that we take care of the poor matters. You send in a piece of paper, even if you can't write, a squiggle will do. You get a card with your mark back. The card is reset to $100 at midnight, Greenwich Mean Time. Everyone gets to eat and set money aside for rent. All human beings will be approved, no exceptions. The bank is a simple computer program. It does not track debt past 24 hours. It just resets the cards to $100 at midnight GMT. It is just an international institution. It is not part of any country in particular. Critics, please understand and understand what you stand for. I leave it up to philosophers to plow the depths of this crime and bring light to the misery we have all spread by accepting poverty as part of life. Schools. Schools have never worked completely. Any and all success that was had came from well-educated parents, tutors, well-to-do families, generational wealth, and luck. The year is 2022, and we still don't have real schools. There is a handful of educational institutions that function under the disguise of serving the gifted. They may in fact function, but the idea is to charge more for special kind of education. In that way, all our educational institutions engage in fraud. Much like the International Bank, an international school independent of any nation is needed. It will produce a computer program, much like MediaWiki that powers Wikipedia, but it will function as a game where users must solve puzzles to open doors to the next room. The first room is called the lobby, and here the students choose a door that interests them. The subjects are nothing like what we see in standardized education. They are far more encompassing and include a little bit of everything. I will provide a short list at the end of this letter, but to give an example: adventurer, humanitarian, computer hacker, security analyst. These are not subjects. They encompass partial snippets of what we teach in school today. And as the student progresses through, they gain a full picture of science, mathematics, art, music, programming, but in a context that is relevant to them. This school encourages the use of tutors, almost always student tutors. It does not have teachers. The school is a teacher. It uses very simple technologies so that the program can run on inexpensive, low-powered hardware. There will be many instances of these servers, and they will constantly update to newer versions as those come in reach. Some nations choose to obscure historical facts. This is not a long-term solution for their advancement. Their attempts at tampering with their copy of data are to be made known, but mostly ignored. The first students will be those equipped with computers and cell phones. And one of the most prestigious challenges they face is to keep translations up to date and provide nations devastated by poverty with solar-powered and audio versions of the school. There is no graduation. The students are rewarded for lifelong learning and long-term contributions in the form of new resources, paths, and rooms. With student permission, on case-by-case basis, potential employers can request to see the path or mesh that the student has traveled, and thus find students with the exact skills required. Today, the world is being held hostage by poverty and lack of education. It is hard to see it at first, because we tend to accept the world that we are born into without question. We tend to listen to our guardians that accepted the world they were born into. In that way, we are all born blind. The schools and the bank change the way things are, and the new students will become stronger and wiser than us. We will all be gone by the time that they will take to reshaping their future generations. But our contributions will be permanent. The first large, deliberate stepping stone aimed at the advancement of humankind. The school and the bank will erase all the confusing problems of today. The educated world that does not punish itself with poverty is a simpler world. You and I grew up and lived in cities that were programmed into intercontinental ballistic missiles armed with nuclear warheads. We've been taught to worship the imaginary, to honor the corrupt and the cheaters, and to label things with ugly words and to throw them away. We labeled and threw away people into mental institutions and prisons without ever trying to prevent poverty from fracturing their minds. We are taught to label life-giving things as communism or socialism or conspiracy and to quickly throw them away, as if to prevent our corrupt politicians from feeling shame for us that we would do such a thing as to hang on to goodness and hope and change, real change. Our minds are not in the right place. We have been misled for far too long. But all it takes to see that school is not working is looking back at our experiences in high school. And all it takes to see that we are wage slaves is to imagine a life with $100 per day card. I know that this is a little bit scary, but it is no more frightening than the life you have lived. Just consider what you have given up of yourself for this stupid idea that we are all meant to be born poor, that this is how things are meant to be, for reasons too complex for our simple minds to understand. Help your children understand that their poverty is neither your nor their fault, that it is a mistake that humanity has made while growing up. With each grade, remind them that schools are the worst form of education, and that they are little more than training for life in which one is drained of mental health, strength, and bodily health just to be replaced by a new hire. Just like companies will lower pay and increase workload, like stores will increase prices and lower quality, schools will decrease knowledge and encourage memorization, because on paper, knowledge and temporary memorization looks the same, and thus everyone gets paid just the same. Help your children understand that poverty is an error, and schools never worked past the first few years. Tell them that even so, they are still charged with becoming great beings, and that must never change. The following is a slightly longer list of directions that the student can choose in the new schools. Each direction branches out to more related directions. They don't just create a single line, but more of a mesh of interests. Adventurer, intellectual, humanitarian, philosopher, 3D printer, psychologist, evolutionary biologist, survivalist, drone operator, astronomer, antiquarian, meteorite hunter, archaeologist, industrial designer, graphic designer, slackliner, trainer, surfer, athlete, maker, blacksmith, and jeweler, electrical engineer, tracker musician, composer, music theorist, dancer, slam poet, interactive fiction writer, sculptor, generative artist, graphician, digital painter, mathematician, computer hacker, programmer, web developer, privacy advocate, security analyst, cryptographer, and reverse engineer.